time on the Good Day program is 7 after the hour. Heather Bachman is here, along with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden. Jennifer, not around today. It's a good thing we have enough people to fill most of the chairs most of the time. Otherwise, we've had a few days, Richie, when it's been over the brink.
I say next week we take away one of the chairs and we play musical chairs. And
whoever really?
Doesn't get a seat gets to go home.
There you go. It's Monday, the 9th of July. We'll be talking to Pam Popper about diet sodas. Can you imagine? No. This may be a short conversation with her because...
Yeah, what's going to talk about with her? You know where she's going to be.
Let's see if we can egg her on a little, Richie, okay? Let's have a little fun.
Okay.
And mean
yeah, with that.
Yeah, I mean, we can get a little attitude going with her, right? Roberta's our expert. She's the queen of cheap and the queen of attitude.
Yes, I am.
Both of those things.
You talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Most of the time, attitude, think about this for a second, seriously for a moment. Most of the time, your attitude is not determined by circumstances, but how you respond to those circumstances. You can respond positively or negatively. Like, Richie had a suggestion last week about what to do with some of the content that we have on the program and how to use it around, and I feel strong. It's interesting because I think I am misunderstood.
We just don't get you.
Well, it's not that. It's just you have your own filters on when it comes to me, and so therefore, sometimes things are not always, my ideas are not always justifiably received warmly. Because I may not present them warmly.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
See, but other times when, why are you laughing at? Yesterday, during the services here for Edgar, there were several poignant remarks made about my ability to communicate in an affirmative manner. And one of Edgar's geniuses was that he could sort of, he put a barrier up between me.
Yeah.
And some
he was
of the
buffer.
He was the buffer. He certainly was. So now I have to change my evil ways, essentially, one way or the other. And so I'm going to respond positively to the situation, Richie, rather than negatively, which is what I'm suggesting. I think all of us react to events.
Right.
And it isn't the events themselves. It is what you think about them and how you react to them. It determines whether or not you're going to have success or you're going to have a good day or whatever. Your attitude, and it's an attitude of gratitude that you hear a lot about. I thought those were so many words. It almost sounds phony, doesn't it? You have an attitude of gratitude. Yeah, this is where you can stick your gratitude.
Yeah.
Right?
I hate those little catchphrases.
I know, because they aren't meaningful.
They're so cliche.
They are, exactly.
actually, they are.
Yeah, they are cliche. By definition, they're a cliche. But anyway, on the serious side, determine your attitude and you will determine your success. I think that's pretty much it. That's what we learned from Edgar, right? His attitude was always great.
Yep.
Always rosy, always sunny, always pleasant, always helpful, always kind.
I had
always
someone
loving.
There yesterday who works at another farm local to us and also is my neighbor and had unfortunately not met Edgar, but from being there yesterday, she came over last night and just was so moved and inspired to be a better, I mean, this sounds corny too, but inspired to be a better person from him.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it was with him.
Very inspirational.
Yep. All right. So speaking of better people, Pam Popper has a better way, according to many, to maintain your health, your wellness. She runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, and she joins us for a conversation about diet sodas, amongst other things, just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Hi to our friends in the Atlanta area listening to Good Day Today in Austin, Texas. Hi. To
Stay weird, Austin.
In Las Vegas and Tulsa, Monroe, Louisiana. How do you do? Outside of Little Rock, we're in a little FM station there. It's kind of a cool place. Pierre, South Dakota. Wouldn't you like to visit there someday?
Mm. Hello.
Oui, oui.
Pierre, but is it really? I don't think there are any French people. Is that where?
There may be.
Tons of plants that crops.
There you go. That's enough said. All right, so it's 14 after the hour. Pam Popper is here, the pleasingly pleasant Pam Popper.
The perfectly polite
Perfectly
Pam Popper.
Polite, oh. Pleasingly pleasant Pam Popper. How far can we go with this?
How often do you get this, Pam? I'm sure every single day
Pam
somebody
Popper,
does an alliteration with the P's.
Yeah. All right. Wait, she's just laughing, though. She doesn't.
Yes. I'm sure it happens every day.
Pleasingly
just makes life fun.
Pleasant, yeah. Properly performing.
But at least I can't say pleasantly plump.
Well, no, you can't say that. Then I would really be offended.
Well, but you aren't,
but
so
you
it
are,
wouldn't be true either.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I haven't seen you in that yoga outfit, though. I almost said Yoda outfit.
I'm in a yoga outfit. I'm on my way to the gym after this.
Are you? All right, okay. So Pam runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus. Check out their website, wellnessforum.com. She has a unique attitude, and she teaches people how to be healthy in a number of different ways. There was a big to-do last week about diet sodas. Matter of fact, our poll on Friday, focusing on diet sodas and how really bad, you know, the term diet soda. All right. So on the scale of measurement, when you use diet in an ad or to present a product, you think, okay, this is going to be good for you. That's just the way the mind works. Diet equals good, especially if you're overweight. So instead of drinking Coca-Cola, I'm going to drink diet Coca-Cola, and it's going to save my life. Or I'm going to drink diet Fresca. Or diet, whatever it is. It's such a ridiculous... Anyway, before I go off on a toot, the results of the poll, how much diet soda did you drink in a week? I don't drink diet soda, responded 34% of those who took the poll at DougStefan.com. 28% of you said you drink one or two diet sodas a week. 20% of you, one or two a day. 18%, three or four a day. You're crazy. All right, now having said that, Pam... Your opportunity to have your fun with us regarding diet soda, the misnomer, and I just want to have you lay it all out bare-boned.
Well, I think, you know, we've had this discussion before as it pertains to other things. Everybody's looking for the culprit. You know, there's a tendency to try to find something to vilify. Aspartame is an easy one. It's sugar. Gosh, if people just didn't eat so much sugar, they'd be fine. And I always emphasize it's the dietary pattern. So if you took the diet soda out of all the diets of people who are consuming a lot of it, and you didn't change anything else, you also wouldn't see much change in their health status either.
Right. Yeah.
So, But having said that, you know, I'm often asked, is this stuff really as bad for you as people say? And actually, until recently, I had to say we don't have a lot of evidence. And one of the reasons is that so many of the studies that are cited to tell you how terrible artificial sweeteners are and that sort of thing have used amounts of the stuff that were just irrelevant. I mean, if I tell you that we gave rats the equivalent of 400 soft drinks a day and they develop cancer, I don't know anybody who drinks 400 soft drinks a day. So what does that have to do with humans, right?
Yeah.
Well, we now have some pretty good studies. There's an institute in Italy that has done some studies using amounts of this stuff that are pretty relevant and shown some provocative findings that I think are concerning. And we also have some interesting studies showing that this stuff actually stimulates the appetite, which is the opposite of what it's intended to do.
Well, apparently it kills a lot of the good bacteria in your system, in your gut.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know that I've seen a lot of solid research about that. And one of the reasons is that the people that tend to consume diet sodas also consume a lot of animal foods, and we know that pathogenic bacteria feed on animal food remnants. And so, again, you have to look at the dietary pattern. We're always trying to simplify this down in some type of reductionist
way.
Right.
Well, we always
want
to simplify everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would be nice if it all fit into those nice slots. It just doesn't so much, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that pesky science just keeps interfering with all the good fun we want to have.
That damnable evidence.
Oh, darn. If we just didn't have to take that into consideration,
right.
God, could we make some good stuff up?
Absolutely. There's nothing better than that. So, all right, in terms of the 4th of July, what did you, in presenting the proper attitude and approach to 4th of July, what did you eat? What did you consume? What did your friends who follow in your footsteps consume for food stuff on the 4th?
Well, you know, I had friends that ate hot dogs, obviously, because I'm not the food police. I ate my usual diet. You know, I had my toast with fat-free hummus and smoothie for breakfast.
See, you know, that's the difference between you and me. When people eat hot dogs or whatever it is, I make fun of them.
Well, I'm not saying that's appropriate.
You're never invited.
But you also have to, you know, the thing that I learned, see, when I got all excited about this, you know, I just wanted to tell everybody and keep everybody from hurting themselves and all that kind of stuff. And
we have good motivation.
Yeah, but the other side of it is that I want people to keep me around so that I can sort of be a thorn in their side about it on a regular basis. So I wait for the teachable moments. And I just try to set a really good example. You know, I did have a glass of champagne.
Did you?
Yeah. Isn't that nice and festive for the 4th of July?
Good. Yeah, exactly. It's very
so,
good.
Pam, tell me, I eat hummus a good bit, good stuff, and then, you know, you think, okay, pretty healthy stuff.
Not necessarily.
Really? Okay, tell me why.
Well, the reason is that the commercial hummus is so full of fat.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff that's in most of the grocery stores has 50 fat calories per 2 tablespoons.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a fat festival. And so that's the kind of hidden fat in food that just, you know, people come in and say, I'm eating all this healthy stuff and I'm growing daily. I can watch myself grow.
So the reason is your hummus.
Yeah, it's often the hummus because nobody eats two tablespoons of hummus, by the way. You know, most people eat like a half a container of it.
Well, they take the chips, and the chips are all full of fat, too.
Right. That doesn't help.
Come on, 10 seconds. What do you do to your hummus? What's your fat-free hummus?
I buy Oasis brand, or you can make it yourself, but I like to buy it. And the health food co-op here has it, and Whole Foods has it.
I've seen Oasis. Yeah.
Okay. Pam Popper runs the Wellness Forum. Check out wellnessforum.com. She has great ideas. As you can tell, we're always enthusiastic about her visits here. Coming up, All American Eats, the 50 must-try foods from each state on Good Day.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia
Philadelphiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Hi, the folks listening in Greenville, Spartanburg, that area of that's South Carolina.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. South Florida, Mobile, Alabama, WABB. We are all family. Wheeling, West Virginia. How do you do? That's home of our friend Howard Monroe, Richie.
Absolutely. Longtime friend.
Folks in Houston, Galveston, folks in, sorry to see that Jim Horn is retiring from WSBA.
Yeah.
He's a very good guy.
Good guy.
Very
good guy.
Good
radio.
Hi to some of our new listeners in Long Island. I got an email from somebody in Australia, as a matter of fact. He called you a bloke? Well, I thought he was a life guard, but he's not a lifeguard. He says he's a life hacker.
A life hacker?
Hacker, right.
What is that?
Somebody who takes apart, he's an app guy, and he hacks into apps to try to make them not work.
Huh?
Why would you want to?
I don't understand why people do that.
I don't get it. The companies
hire those people in many circumstances to break it so that they can go, oh, we didn't realize that if this happened, that this would happen. And then they fix that break.
Yeah.
So if he's a legal hacker.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. He's helping.
You think? All right, we're doing birthdays. The face of Sister Sledge may not be familiar to you. You know the group. But Sister is Debbie Sledge. Well, she's one of the sisters, anyway. And her birthday was this day, 1954. So that makes her 58 today. Are there other songs that Sister Sledge has in their act besides We Are Family? It seems to be the one we most often
hear. I sang this on stage in the fifth grade.
Did you really?
Yep.
Oh, my heavens. That must have been something. Too bad we didn't have some tape of that.
Oh, thank God we don't.
By the way, today is O.J. Simpson's birthday, for those of you who want.
Happy birthday, O.J.
Send him a happy birthday. His birth date, 1947, makes
him
much.
Put a file in his cake.
Yep.
Jimmy Smits, well-known television actor, 57 today. Known for roles in L.A. Law, NYPD Blue, let's see here, a number of TV shows he's tried in the last 3 or 4 years, haven't quite made it, including the script that got ripped off for my son. That show didn't, what was that? That was a season, I think. Didn't that last, that Miami mayor thing?
The one where he was the judge?
No, that was a good show.
That was a great show.
The one before the judge. I don't know what happened. That judge show was an excellent
show.
The judge show
was really good.
It probably was, it was on NBC.
I didn't catch that. I always liked him.
Yeah,
I really
enjoyed
him.
Great show.
It was a really good show.
Very good. But he was the star. He was the mayor of Miami in this script that got ripped off from my son. And it was... never mind. I get off onto that. Let's get to Mark Almond. Soft Cell. I never equated a name of a group with this song for some reason. Everybody knows this song.
Yeah, right? Doug's like, Soft Cell. What do we know about Soft Cell? Like, yeah. Trust me.
Right, here's the song. Okay, it'll be fine. Yeah, exactly. So it's a duo, Tainted Love. He also started a group called Mark and the Mambas. Mark and the Mambas.
Don't know them.
I don't know anything about them. All right, so born in the state in 1959. He's 55 today. Jim Kerr from Simple Minds.
Oh, my God.
This is a Brat Pack.
It's a Brat Packer
movie, right?
Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Don't you forget about me.
Yeah, this is
American Love
one
song.
One of those thousand songs that just evokes incredible memories.
Born in the state, 1959. Happy birthday to him. Let's see, how's that make him 53? Isaac Brock from Modest Mouse. What do I know about them?
A little alt rock band from the 2000s or something. I have some friends who are really into them. I don't know a whole lot about them, but they're
Jack
very good.
White from the Raconteurs is 37 today as well.
I like this.
I love this song. Yeah.
28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Lieutenant General Charles Cleveland, 334th Squadron, 4th Fighter Wing, U.S. Air Force.
First engagement was really a memorable one for me, and he thought he was pretty good. And it was nip and tuck there for a while. We turned for each other's tail, and I ended up behind him again. This time I put the pepper on the tailpipe and fired, and it was beautiful. Hits all the way up the tailpipe and up the right side of the airplane to the cockpit. But that's one of the few real round-and-round dogfights that you get in, that we got into. Most of our victories were, very frankly, getting behind a MiG pilot who wasn't very good and shooting him out of the sky.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
3 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. On this good day, you'll good find morning. The Times Square Naked Cowboy with competition today, Roberta.
Uh-huh.
Is a naked Indian that has appeared on the scene. The Naked Cowboy is not very happy about it and says he's going to sue the Naked Indian.
A case of cowboys and Indians.
Yes, 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 yes. So check that story out at DougSteffen.com. Also, with Roberta in mind, who's a big Harry Potter fan, Quidditch.
Yes.
The game from Harry Potter.
Uh-huh.
Becoming more popular. There's a tournament that has started today in London. A tournament set to be underway when the Olympic torch goes by.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that they decided to do it where they did it was because they think they need to get more international recognition. Now, is this another one of these things like Farmville?
No.
That can get a lot of attention online? Quidditch, obviously starting in the Harry Potter books and movies, but is it something that you can play online? Or is it more complicated than that?
Well, I'm sure there's a video game version of Quidditch.
Yeah.
But Quidditch itself is where they fly around on broomsticks and kind of play soccer / football /
in the air.
In the air.
Yeah.
So it's,
this is an on-the-ground
it
version.
It would have to be. So they're doing an on-the-ground version? How would you do an on-the-ground version?
I guess they just run around with the brooms instead of in the air.
And how would they have a seeker?
I don't know enough to tell you.
Right.
But apparently they do.
Okay, so I guess they figured it out. Interesting.
But I don't understand. Is this like talking about Edgar, if people don't know who Edgar is? I mean, I understand the Harry Potter books. Pretty much everybody knows.
There's really no way that you could ever play this game the way that they play it in the movies because it's they fly. And
yeah, that's right.
The balls fly and, yeah.
So, right. Okay, yeah, no. Got it. One item before we go through the list of things that are considered the most all-American eats and treats. And that is something attributed to our friends at the Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, yeah, those idiots.
Yeah.
They are. When you hear who they are, you'll go, those idiots.
Reverend Fred Phelps and his moronic daughter were into their up to their old tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a funeral for Lieutenant Colonel Roy Tisdale, Texas A&M University graduate, killed during a training exercise at Fort Bragg during a safety briefing in North Carolina. He was shot and killed by a fellow soldier, sadly enough. family members and friends, you can imagine, shocked by the loss, claiming with all the deployments he'd been on, how could something like this happen at his home base? So, funeral set for him. Our friends at the Westboro Baptist Church from Kansas planned a protest. There's a story online. You can go to it. Dead Soldier, College Station, Texas, Roy Tisdale. The funeral sees the Westboro Baptist Church people. Those of you who don't know or remember what they're all about, they are famous, that's not the right word, infamous maybe?
Infamous, yeah.
For protesting at military funerals. They claim that along with all the others who have died in service to our country, like Lieutenant Colonel Roy Tisdale, died for the homosexual.
I just pulled up their website. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, those idiots.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what they are. So the alumni of Texas A&M decided that they would do something to combat this. So there's some great slideshows, actually, of what happened over, I think, this past weekend. The Aggies created a human wall to keep these idiots away from. I mean, they have a right. This has been to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court says they have a right to protest. Free speech, hey, go do what you
do. We also have a right to beat there.
Right. I mean, we don't want to have a right to do that, but we have a right to beat them at their own game.
Yeah.
So they were told not to engage anybody from the Westboro Baptist Church, any of the protesters, just stand there. They created a conga line, not a circle. Circles, apparently, there's some legal precedent. Circles are seen as legally threatening. There's a lot of stuff on Twitter. I don't know what we have followed on Twitter today, but this would be something interesting to check the buzz. This was the funeral was held at the Central Baptist Church, and they just put a line between the people in the church going into the church and the folks from the Westboro Baptist Church. Not that it isn't, again, something we've come to accept. But what I find interesting is they didn't stay. They drove up. The Westboro Baptist Church folks drove up. They saw the line. And I guess a few of them got out of the cars, but felt intimidated. So they left and they never showed up again. So is that the way to handle this?
Yep.
Yeah. I'd say it was the way to handle them.
Intimidate the intimidators.
Yeah. They get there and they figure they can't do the usual mischief, so they left. And so that every time they hear of a soldier having a funeral, they're going to show up, no matter where it is in the country. They hire buses. They bring people down from their church. So give them a little of their own hoo-ha, right?
Sure.
Back at you, as it were. All right, so I thought that was good news, frankly, and that's why I told the story. I think we have that story, as a matter of fact. At Doug Steffen, yeah, we do, at DougSteffen.com today. You can check that out. A lot of great stories always.
I'm so surprised they don't get their tails kicked more than they do.
Well, didn't they have, wasn't there a motorcycle group that did the same thing?
We had them on the show, and a guy called in, I can't remember the name of the group. But basically, they formed these motorcycle clubs, formed this group just to go to these funerals and create a barrier line to keep these guys away.
Yeah. All right, so there's that. 800-510-8255. We haven't had phones for about a week because of the big storm in Washington. Mm-hmm. Roberta, while you were gone, tremendous weather activity through the Midwest and into Washington. So it knocked out all of everything for a couple of days. Then the power got back on. But because it was much more severe than anyone had ever prepped for at most of the phone companies, it went way deeper into their systems than they thought, nor were they prepared for what happened. So they've had a real hard time getting phone service established back up again. I think our phones are working again. I used them over the weekend.
Most of them are, yeah.
Yeah. 800-510-8255.
Give it a try.
8255, you care to. Here's something that is very, very helpful for a lot of people. This is an hour in which we spend a good deal of the time talking about health. We're always into as my friend Valerie says, health, heart, and pocketbook issues. We ought to be able to help you in a number of those. I guess that the Westboro Baptist Church would come under heart, wouldn't it? Heart and soul? I think that that's...
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So in the health department, how'd you like to avoid 900 diseases? Roberta, did you know you could get...
900?
There are classified by the AMA and other medical authorities 900 different diseases that can overcome a human being. 900 of them. There are 90 essential nutrients. Hold on a second.
Did you get him?
Got my pen. I don't know.
Doug Steffen, fly killer.
Well, yesterday with Edgar's service here, and so many people here and so much food, we had 900 jillion million flies. And, of course, the house was, everybody's coming in and out of the house, in and out, in and out, in and out. So the flies have come in, and so now we have to deal with them. I'll get my fly swatter here someplace. Anyway, that doesn't help us. Although flies carry things, diseases, and if you have the 90 essential nutrients in your body, you can ward off whatever that ugly, dirty fly may be doing whatever he's doing with your cherries or your blueberries or your fruit. We had a lot of fruit and salads here, and the flies were all over it. So I probably would have eaten them. Edgar would have eaten them for sure.
Yeah, protein.
But between, yeah. Exactly, right. But between Meredith and some of the other people around, oh, no, I got to clean up. I didn't see anybody that wanted to clean everything. But we got to think, oh, wait a minute, he's back again. Hold on a second.
Most women that date feel the urge to clean.
I whacked him and then he flew away after I pulled my hand away.
Right. You know why?
He gave you a motion, too.
You know why? Because he's been taking Longevity.
Yeah, you may be right.
And he's super fly. Yeah.
Super fly.
Super fly.
All right, so you want to... I'd forgotten about super fly. Yeah.
I haven't. It's uh-huh.
All right, so anyway... 90 essential nutrients to avoid these 900 diseases are yours by going to DougSteffenTeam.com. Order your Healthy Start Pack, and while you're there, check out what the opportunities are for you for home-based business. This is a good way for you to find out what the company's all about and to help yourself immensely at first. Check out DougSteffenTeam.com for your order of the Healthy Start Pack, those 90 essential nutrients. Not all vitamins. Most of them actually are minerals. You know that minerals are more important to your health and well-being? Did you know that, Roberta? Minerals are more essential
than
nutrients
what?
That come from minerals than vitamins.
Really?
Yes. Yep.
More or as?
Magnesium.
More or as?
Magnesium. No, I mean, things like magnesium and potassium and things like that. Dr. Joel Wallach, who used to spend a lot of time here and sort of inveigling himself back into our hearts and minds. When you go to that DougSteffenTeam.com, you can see a daily lecture from Dr. Wallach. You want to see how crazy the medical establishment is and how you can kind of go around it, which is stuff that I love and many of you do too. You'll check it out. DougSteffenTeam.com. Order the Healthy Start Pack. 855-309-TEAM is the place to get your 90 for life. 855-309-8326.
Oh, Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air...
It isn't.
Then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't...
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is the 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
It's 13 and a half minutes before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Monday the 9th of July. Roberta, Heather, Richie, and me, without Jennifer, who will be back tomorrow. There's a big line checking out some of the must-try foods from each state. Wow. Alphabetically, we start with Alabama, and apparently...
Chicken.
White barbecue sauce.
White barbecue sauce?
Is the number one item there. In Alaska, it's smoked salmon. We're just going through the things that are...
Or Eskimo pies.
Plentiful Eskimo pie.
Very Eskimo.
And Arizona...
chicken.
Something called prickly pear.
Oh, that's the fruit of the beaver tail cactus. Yeah. It's delicious.
Exactly. All right, so we got that to deal with. Let's see here. We're just doing these Arkansas chocolate gravy and biscuits.
You know, I have tried biscuits and gravy just about everywhere that it's offered, and I still don't get it.
You don't get what?
Biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy are all right, but chocolate biscuits and gravy.
But just biscuits and gravy in general. I've tried it everywhere.
Really?
Thinking, okay, maybe I'll come across one that I can figure out.
You have it down there?
Yeah, in Georgia. I mean, it's huge down there, and I just, it didn't excite me either, Roberta. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Maybe I know.
We're going through the states, finding the foods that seem to be the must-try foods. California's avocados.
Of course.
Right?
Eat a lot of avocados. Really good for you.
Good. Tangy mayonnaise with it. Let's see here. What do we have? Next item of interest alphabetically. Let's see. Where do we go? Never mind. Colorado.
Yeah.
A Denver omelet.
What is that?
Don't know what it is.
Omelet that is more strange than not. Let's see here. It's a Western omelet. It's sandwich.
It's a Western omelet.
A sandwich. It's a
ham, onions, bell peppers, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, what's so big about that?
No big deal.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't think, I'm not finding this to be such a special list.
Give me one more.
Clam chowder from Connecticut?
Yeah, of course. Well, why would Connecticut
get it? Well, here's why. Because they really know how to make it. Clam chowder is not supposed to have a thick broth. It's supposed to be very thin, almost watery. And the flavor needs to come from the broth as well as the clams.
If you do
and
that.
You chop up the chives and the various other elements, the veggies that go into it.
I always forget which
one. Well, you know what you're talking about. You're
celery.
Talking about Rhode Island clam chowder.
Yeah, well, maybe. But
which is the clam chowder that doesn't have the cream or doesn't have the tomato sauce.
Right. I mean,
it's just a clear broth.
Who said it was Rhode Island clam chowder?
Well, that's what it's known as. It's known as Rhode Island clam chowder.
It's known as Connecticut clam chowder.
No, it's not. Yes, Connecticut clam chowder is that white stuff.
I have a clue what you're talking about.
It's the white stuff. Rhode Island clam chowder is the clear broth.
Florida, Manhattan.
Key lime pie.
Florida. That makes sense.
I love key lime pie. I did a trip down at the Keys one year where I stopped at every single place and had a slice of key lime pie.
Really? Yeah, I remember that trip. Your hips were huge.
Yeah. Just to see, you know, which one would be
fried
best.
Chicken and waffles in Georgia.
Of course.
Ew.
That sounds pretty gross.
And waffles?
Fried chicken and waffles, yeah.
Really?
You put like gravy
Gladys
on the waffles?
Gladys Knight
has a place there. No, it's the waffles by them, you know, with regular and
Hawaii
and fried chicken on the
Hawaii
side.
Koala pork and fried rice. Sounds pretty gross, too. All right, you can check all of these foods out. All American Eats, all 50 of them are connected to the DougSteffen.com website. So, what a perfect way to talk about Hawaii. Everybody loves the theme from Hawaii 5-0. 51 after on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Is the volcano?
Yes.
I was riding my horse.
Cowboy song, Tom Hanks.
By the Rio Grande.
Sounds a little like Gene Autry, doesn't he?
And all of them coyotes.
The ukulele may be a little different.
In a prairie symphony.
What do you think, Chugger?
I didn't like that movie.
Didn't? All right.
I did.
Tom Hanks is 56 today, so we're going to celebrate him. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is going to give us the box office totals for this weekend, see what the winner list looks like. A little about George Clooney and Ernest Borgnine certainly needs a moment or two. Let's get to the contest first, though. Chucker's blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, certainly focusing on Ernest Borgnine, all the video news you want, DVD news, what's at the movies. Chucker's got an opinion about everything when it comes to that sort of thing, and you can read it at Entertainment Today and Beyond. All right, so we have three clips here. You'll listen to them and see if you can figure out what the name of this Tom Hanks movie is. Again, I'll make it easy because he's 56, and you ought to know that he's the star of this particular movie. Which is a very interesting story. Is the one of, he's done some wonderful stories, and this is one of, I think, anyway, one of his great story movies. 800-510-8255. Call that number if you've never won before on Movie Moments. Try to win the small prize.
Already.
How do you know?
I know which one you love.
Don't be so sure. Play this first cut.
Do you know anyone in New York?
Yes.
Who?
Yes.
Who?
Yes.
No, do you know anyone in New York?
Yes. This gives it away, if you know the movie at all. Chucky, you got it?
I do have it. That movie, I don't think it performed that well.
No, it didn't. No, yeah, it didn't. But it was very interesting. No, it isn't the one you thought. It was a very interesting movie.
I thought you were going to say The Green Mile.
No. All right, let's get to the next clip.
Really? Would you like to get it to bite? Bite to eat?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it now.
You got it?
Yeah.
I don't know. No.
I got it.
Roberta, you got it?
Nope.
800-510-8255. Here's the last clip.
There's the reason that Doug loves this movie is because he spends as much time at this place as Tom Hanks did, spending as much time at this place. Last clip.
Hi,
where do I buy the Nike shoes?
He's very clever.
I got it.
Very cleverly done. And the premise of the story was very intriguing, too, I thought, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's happened in real life.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it was based on a true story, but it certainly happened in real life.
All right. So that's the story. 800-510-8255. You can work on it. You got a couple of minutes to come up with the name of that so you can win a swell prize. Meanwhile, Chucker, in the movie news department, George Clooney and his girlfriend got sick over the weekend at bad Italian food.
I didn't hear that.
Stacey Keibler?
Yes.
She's the wrestler, right?
Yes.
But she was, and she's not anymore.
Oh. Oh.
She was a ring girl, then a wrestler, and now she's just a self-aware
girlfriend. I was a big fan when she was in wrestling.
Yeah. Really? I was a big fan when she was on, Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah. All right, what about Ernest Borgnine? Do we need to remember, Chucker?
Well, you know, he had a great career. Certainly was a very likable guy. You know, obviously, as you know, he co-starred in my all-time favorite movie. Right. He played Rogo in the Poseidon Adventure in 72. Yeah. Won an Oscar for Marty. In 1955, he was great in that film. Very diverse career. He could play villains.
Yep.
He could play good guys. And, I believe his last movie was Red, opposite Bruce Willis. He had a supporting role in that movie, and he was still extremely likable on screen.
Yeah, very, very likable.
You know, it's certainly a loss, and good guy.
Good life. All right, so what was good and bad at the box office this weekend?
Number one, The Amazing Spider-Man, Sony's reboot of the franchise, did $65 million over the weekend, $140 million since opening on Tuesday. Wow. Those are good numbers for a reboot. They've already announced that there will be a trilogy, so two more with the same director, which is Mark Webb, and the same cast, which is
Mark Webb is doing the Spider-Man movies?
Yeah, ain't that funny?
Very clever.
So, Chuck, do you think that the people who didn't grow up, you think that young kids who didn't really do the Tobey Maguire thing are really paying to go see this? Because it seems like anybody who saw the Tobey Maguire things aren't really warming up to this.
Well, yes, people. I like the Tobey Maguire, Sam Raimi version a little bit better. I like this movie, but I like Raimi's vision better. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I think that's why they reboot these franchises, because the audience somewhat dissipates fast. Yeah. There'll be like when Batman comes out 3 years later, there'll be another one in a different.
All right, come on, let's go next.
Some people want. Number two was Ted, $32 million, $120 million in 2 weeks. This is a hit. Brave placed third, $20 million, $174 million in 3 weeks. Oliver Stone's Savages, a crime drama, did 16.1. I saw it Saturday night. I know it's got a split reaction, but I really liked it despite a bad ending. Selma Hayek and Benicio del Toro are both terrific. If you like this genre, it's worth it.
All right, we haven't got time for five. David and Gardner, what's the name of that movie?
I would say it would be The Terminal with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.